Sophie Clark. Welcome and thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. Efforts to reduce animal methane emissions are being bolstered. A Japanese seafood processing giant is investing in an Australian cultivator of red seaweed, which, when used as an additive in cattle feed, can suppress emissions by up to 98%. I caught up with Immersion Group Chief Executive Scott Elliott to hear more about how the proceeds from Nasui will help expand the company's reach.
Immersion Group is a marine technology business based in both Victoria and Western Australia. We specialise in the production of the native red seaweed Asparagopsis, both Armata, which is the cool water variety, and Taxiformis being the tropical one. The seaweed we produce is fed to our customers, whom are farmers of both cattle and sheep, and we've found that for as little as 50 to 100 grams per animal per day, we're able to reduce more than 90% of the methane that would otherwise be produced by those animals. We've worked extensively in research and development over the last 3 years, and my business partner, Dr. John Statton from UWA, and I are now in a process of expanding into production at larger scale. We have our own technique for growing the Asparagopsis, both offshore in aquaculture leases, in addition to onshore via a proprietary technology that we've developed. And we see a very bright future for this supplement. The seaweed has a magic ingredient called bromoform, and when that interacts with the rumen of an animal, it basically inhibits the production of methane. And that energy goes into other things, such as producing meat or milk, or in some cases the fibre, such as wool. So we see lots of advantages with what we're doing.
Yeah, getting good results all round. I understand you've had a Japanese investor come on board. I guess, how did this all come about?
We're very lucky in that we position ourselves as being the best producer of Asparagopsis as opposed to the biggest from the get-go. And following a period of due diligence, we have recently welcomed the world's second largest fishing company, that being Nasui Corporation. Being Japanese, they do understand the importance of seaweed. It's an integral part of Japanese culture. Our partnership with Nasui will allow us to take our proprietary technology for Asparagopsis production to the next level, both here in Australia, but we see massive export potential into Japan and to the United States. So their investment is about growing a seaweed division, and we're hoping that Asparagopsis can certainly be a cornerstone of what they do going forward.
Sounds like the opportunities come at the ideal time. I guess this will open up more job opportunities as well.
Look, absolutely. We see the Asparagopsis and indeed seaweed industries as making enormous opportunities for new jobs. Proceeds from the Nasui investment will be directed into the construction of a pilot plant in Victoria, and we see enormous potential to focus on feedlots and dairy producers in New South Wales, Queensland, Victoria and Western Australia in the first instance. But we also see high-value markets, particularly in Japan and Australia. And what we're referring to there specifically is the ability for a producer to offer and indeed receive more for a premium product that is carbon neutral, i.e. a cheese product, a beef, Wagyu cattle, for instance, say, where at the supermarket we're already seeing that a carbon-free product can attract premiums 20 to 25% at the checkout. So if I'm as a producer sitting there looking at it going, well, we pay for the Asparagopsis and the trade-off is almost like a triple opportunity in that they're achieving carbon neutrality with their products. They're seeing greater production efficiency, so less feeds and inputs. And at the checkout, they're potentially achieving more for their product.
That's Immersion Group Chief Executive Scott Elliott there. Thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. If you'd like to get in touch, you can send an email to ruralnews@radio.9.com.au. I'm Sophie Clark. Have a great day.